Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. I am excited to have Hannah Linder here with us today. She is a cover design artist and an author. So, Hannah, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Could you just tell us a little bit about what you write and how you got into cover design?
Sure. So, I write Christian historical fiction, Regency romantic suspense, published with Barbara Publishing. I have 3 novels out with them, 1 coming in May, and then I also have a Regency-style poetry book, which is kind of just a side thing. And then for the cover design, I originally got interested in cover design when I wrote my first novel at 12, and I was self-publishing, and so I realized I need a cover. And it always cracks me up because when I think back to that age, my trim size for my book was 5x8. And I designed the cover as a square. And I'm not sure how I thought that was going to work, but that was 12-year-old me. But as I continued to self-publish books and design my own covers, I really just got interested in it. And then when I was in high school, I took some photography or Photoshop classes and then ended up getting my degree and officially starting the business in 2019.
Wow, that's exciting. That is very exciting. So I have to ask, since you are a cover design artist, what do you think makes a good cover design?
That's a good question. I think that there's 5 things that I think are really important in cover design. And the first thing is basically that it's just visually appealing. That the overall result, you look at it and it just looks nice. Because sometimes in design, like, you get into like all the details and, oh, it needs to have this and this would be great. And then the end result, when you mesh all that together, is just not very pretty. So the goal is always to get in the details that you want, narrow it down to what's the most important and make the end result pleasing to look at. So I think that would be number one. Number 2 would be that it's consistent with other books in the genre. You need to be able to glance at it and easily say, oh, this is a rom-com or this is a thriller. So I think that's really important. And then number 3 would be that the text is very legible, because especially with books on Amazon, most people are only going to see it at the thumbnail size. So to have text that really stands out good against the background and that you can see even in that tiny thumbnail size is really important, because that's what people are going to see when they're scrolling. Most people shop online nowadays instead of bookstores. So that's a big one. And then number 4 is that it would not be too busy. I always go back to less is more, because simplicity and, just a simpler design usually is more eye-catching and not as confusing. When a person looks at a cover and there's too much going on, their eye doesn't really know where to rest. And so I always stick with less is more. I think that's important. And then number 5 would probably be that it accurately depicts a story for fiction or for nonfiction, that it accurately depicts the message. So that there's something about it that really does just reflect the story or reflect the overall theme of the nonfiction book. So those would probably be my 5 most important aspects of a cover design.
I like them. Those are very helpful, especially for somebody that's just starting out, even if they're going to have someone do it for them or they're going to try it themselves. It's good to know what they should be looking for. And I've always heard repeatedly that it needs to be consistent with your genre. So always look at like your top selling books and that in your genre and try to see what they have and what they're doing. So you kind of already answered this a little bit for us already, because I was going to ask, can an indie author make their own cover? Now, the reason why I asked that, I realize they can, is that it is in other experts in the field have strongly suggested that you hire someone to do your cover design. So I am curious, from your perspective, is it easy for an author to pick up those skills or not so much?
I usually recommend an author not to, because even if the author has a really strong eye for graphic design, or maybe even some experience in graphic design, and they really feel like, you know, I can do this, unless you have experience in book cover design, sometimes it's still hard to make it as professional and to be able to stand out as good as the other books in the genre, or, you know, to give it that professional look if you don't have experience specifically in book cover design. So normally, I mean, I would say treat it with caution. If an author did decide to do it and felt confident in it, I would probably recommend getting together a small group, a small team that can help critique for you. Some people that maybe have experience in the publishing industry or book cover design that can kind of give their input.
That's a good idea. I never thought about trying to find somebody to critique your cover design. I will say God did not gift me in that area, so I'm definitely a hire it out person. But I do know there are authors that are very gifted in it as well. And so just thinking about some of our new authors, if I loved the advice you gave as to whether you should dive into it. Now, would you suggest, let's say there's a new author who has some experience and is gifted in that way, would you suggest maybe working with a cover designer on the first one and then try to go on your own?
I think that would be a good idea, especially, you know, I know when I very first started cover design, there was a lot that I was confused about. You know, it's a little bit daunting, the wraparound and getting the spine width and the bleed, that's all a little confusing. So yeah, I feel like if an author was going to do it, it would be helpful to at least chat with the designer and kind of get a feel for, you know, what needs to happen as far as getting it to print right and color mode and all those little details.
There are so many. When I started working with my cover design artist, and she was like, could you just give me all the specs from where who's going to print it? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about here.
Right.
So anyways, so I have a question for you. This is probably more for me than anybody else, but others will benefit from it. Is where do you find stock photos for historical Christian romance?
So I have a subscription with Shutterstock, and that's my main source for images. But I will say, which you probably know this, they're a little bit limited. When you go to search for a certain historical time period, it's like, oh man, this is all that comes up. So I do a lot of grabbing this picture and then like putting different heads on different bodies and changing the color of clothes to make it different. But another few sources that I've found have been helpful are Period Image. It's they're a little more expensive per image, and they're also very commonly used, especially on self-published. So but then a couple others that are way more on the expensive side, which I don't use very often, is Trevlon and Archangel, and they have really beautiful book cover stock photography. So those are some really good sources.
That's good to know, because I have iStock. I can't remember now which one I would go to, and I'd be like, okay, I need a cowboy. And then I found like I can't, because I'm not like you, right? I don't have the ability to switch heads and take photos and merge them together. And so I'm like looking for just a complete photo, even just to use as a place marker, like on my website or something, you know, right. But nothing. You're right. It's very limited.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. So what services then do you offer for cover design, and how can our listeners connect with you?
On my website, I have pre-mades, and then I also offer custom design packages. I offer an ebook package, an ebook and print package, and then also a premium package, which has the ebook cover, the wraparound, two promotional graphics, and a mock-up. And then I also offer a few other things that are book related, like bookmarks, A+ content, promotional graphics, just things like that.
And you prepare that for then the author to take to the printer of their choice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Do you ever dabble in anything with like leather bound books or?
I haven't. No, not at this okay. point. I've done a few things with certain printers that's, you know, got the gloss overlay or a little bit of stuff like that, but not the leather printing.
Okay. So do you have a network of cover designers that you work with, or do you just generally just work solo?
Yes, I work solo. I do have an interior formatter who works underneath Hannah Linder Designs, and she handles all of the formatting. So we also offer that as well.
Oh, awesome. So you do quite a bit then, just to have the final touches on a manuscript. That's awesome. Awesome. Well, Hannah, I am so glad that you joined us. Is there any other piece of advice that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I loved getting an insight view of cover design with someone who has the experience.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.